Sure thank the Lord today for the privilege we've had in my lifetime to know dear Brother Wood. Just thank the Lord for see why it still hasn't really broke through to us yet, the reality of this. It seems like it's all happened so fast. Brother Willie began to, his health began to fail. All of us noticed that something was working on Brother Willie that we knew was not good. But we didn't realize that it would be as soon as it had been. But we have lots of happy memories. I want to read over here in Psalms 112. Brother Willie wrote, Brother Richard read the part of the first psalm. And I want to read in this 112th psalm. This is what I was inspired with in seeking the Lord for scripture. 111th Psalm goes right along with the 112th Psalm, but 111th Psalm is mostly about God, His work, His law, and so forth. But the 112th Psalm is about the man that fears God. It says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Now I believe that dear Brother Willie was a man that feared God. Now, he had the fear of God on his heart. And friends, today this is what we need. We need to fear God. Now this fear is not a slavish fear. People need to understand what the fear of God really is. Defined as a real regard, a loving, tender respect for God. Afraid to displease God, not because of afraid altogether, which is involved, but altogether afraid of what would happen to you if you displease God, but afraid of displeasing God because you don't want to grieve God. You love God. It's a fear of love. You don't want to grieve God. Brother Willie was a man. You couldn't get him. No way to do something that he knew would grieve God. He just would not do it. He loved the Lord. Now this scripture says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. And I believe that this is another thing that I know that our dear brother and father of this family was a man that greatly delighted in God's commandments. Amen. What God's word taught in holiness and purity and honesty and integrity and uprightness and gentleness and kindness and love, patience and meekness and tenderness and all of those good qualities that Christ brought to us, Brother Willie really desired those in his life, and he cultivated those things. He delighted greatly in God's commandments. So it says, blessed is that man. And I want to say, Brother Willie has been blessed. His life has been a blessing. Just two or three weeks ago, perhaps maybe one of the last times he was in our midst on a prayer meeting night, he rose to his feet and said, it was 50 years ago today that I came to Guthrie, back in 1935. And as I think about those 50 years that have slipped by, they've been blessed years. The Lord has blessed Brother Willie in a special way. Now, he wasn't, you might compare him with a lot of other men. Every man has his proper gift of God, as the scripture says. But there was, Brother Willie was what God made him. He was that kind of a man. He didn't want to be any more, and yet he didn't want to be any less. He wanted God to have his way in his life. Now, I appreciate that about Brother Willie. I appreciate that about anyone that I see. I remember as a young person growing up in this very congregation that Brother Willie became endeared to me as a young person, and he was endeared to a lot of young people. I have a brother that said, an older brother that said, he always was glad on Sunday night when Brother Willie would get up to preach. It seemed like he'd get more out of Brother Willie's preaching than anybody. And Brother Willie made it real interesting. He had things that he would do and bring out in his messages that would sometimes really wake you up and wonder what's going to come next. So we thank the Lord for the ministry and service that this dear man has had in this congregation. Sitting right over here on this corner seat for years, that's where he'd sat, him and his wife, Sister Frances, stood by him all these many years. And testimony, very few times prayer meeting would go by, he'd have a testimony. He would be there with the testimony. He loved God, he feared God, and he delighted greatly in his commandments. That's a challenge to every one of us. He has left an example that we would all do well to follow.